Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, liking this Wednesday afternoon. I cannot believe you and I were talking about this, how fast this week has flown by.
Yeah, it is pretty insane. How fast this month has
Yeah, I was going to say, heck with this, throw that out. We were talking about the snow back on January 25th and how fast that was. Jeez, I'm Pete's. Go ahead and take a deep breath here. Slow things down. Okay, here's three important things you really need to know about this afternoon. Here we go.
Here's today's top three stories.
Escambia County School Board voting 5-0 Tuesday night to remove 18 books that contain graphic descriptions and depictions of sexual conduct. The books will be removed from all school district media centers, classroom libraries, and recommended reading list. The school district has about 235 unresolved book challenges.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon. 16 previously deported undocumented immigrants, including 9 in Northwest Florida, have been indicted by a federal grand jury for illegal reentry into the United States. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, which is a nationwide initiative designed to stop illegal immigration. The penalty is a maximum of 2 years in prison and $250,000 fine.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. Juneteenth Day is tomorrow, of course. I'm looking forward to doing the TV hosting of the parade. Kind of combining the Martin Luther Jr. King Parade and then the Juneteenth Parade. So kind of glumping it all together. 10 o'clock. But what I'm getting at here, I just want to make sure you're all aware, downtown road closures will be in effect tomorrow for the annual parade. The parade rolls at 10 a.m. The float staging area and the parade route is going to close at 7:30 a.m. This is what I was kind of grumbling about. 2.5 hours. Before parade time, on set. Yeah, it's kind of early. The heavy parade and float traffic is expected between Wright and Main Streets, impacting Garden, Palafox, and Spring Streets. Street closures also extend out to Tarragona and DeVillers Streets. Vehicles, here you go. Here's the important part of this whole story. Vehicles will be towed if found on the parade route or in the additional no parking zones after 7:30 tomorrow morning. And I say that, I'm trying to give the commuters, have to be in that 8 o'clock office, you better think twice about your route. Might have to plan accordingly for alternate routes heading into work tomorrow. But it's happening. Looking forward to it kicking off tomorrow morning.
All righty. 6:15 on the nose here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, don't have too much going on. That's typically how it goes this time every afternoon. Do have some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And there was an accident reported on Highway 90. This is near the Walmart Supercenter, but it doesn't appear to be causing much congestion at this time. We'll keep an eye on it, though. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 88 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow may have some rain chances throughout your Juneteenth with a high of 89 and a low of 78.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the Navy's largest shore command has a new leader today. Rear Admiral Greg Huffman became the new skipper this afternoon. News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay reporting from NAS Pensacola.
Yeah, so we're here on board NAS Pensacola at the Naval Aviation Museum, where we have just had a change of command ceremony for the Naval Education Training Command, NETSI, the largest shore command in the Navy, the only flag officer stationed in Santa Rosa or Escambia County, as you had Admiral Jeff Caesar Cherico was relieved by Rear Admiral Greg Capo Huffman. Capo recently was the commander of Carrier Strike Group 12, the Gerald Ford, the first deployment of that aircraft carrier. He brings a wealth of knowledge. He is a test pilot, lots of platforms that he's flown on, and he will be the new commanding officer of NETSI on board NAS Pensacola. Andrew McKay reporting from the Naval Aviation Museum for News Radio 92.3.
All right. During the ceremony, each admiral, incoming and outgoing, read their orders.
I'll now read my orders from the Chief of Naval Operations to Rear Admiral Jeffrey John Cherico, CNO Order 0468, when directed by reporting senior, detached from duty as Commander, Naval Education and Training Command, to the Director of Navy Staff.
I will now read my orders from the Chief of Naval Operations to Rear Admiral Gregory Huffman, Chief of Naval Operations Order 0365, when directed by reporting senior, detached from duty as Commander, Joint Task Force Micronesia, and report for duty as Commander, Naval Education and Training Command.
All right, there you go. NETC, by the way, responsible for recruiting, training, and developing sailors from street to fleet. The organization oversees 24,000 military and civilian personnel worldwide.
Wow, all right. And a high-speed chase in Okaloosa County ended safely this morning after troopers used a pit maneuver to stop a fleeing car. The pursuit began when an unmarked patrol car attempted to stop a Toyota reported for reckless driving and with an expired tag. The driver, 30-year-old Kyle Lee Bird, reached speeds over 100 miles per hour before the chase was terminated. He was arrested and charged with multiple offenses.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a professional baseball player is dead following a ski crash, a jet ski crash here in Florida. Sad story. Here's Frank. He's Frank Lanza with more.
Baltimore Orioles minor leaguer Luis Guevara passing away from injuries sustained in a jet ski crash in Lido Key, Florida. The State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says two jet skis with two people each on board collided head-on Sunday, sending all four riders into the water. Guevara, a native of Venezuela, was only 19 years old. Orioles general manager Mike Elias releasing a statement saying Luis was a beloved member of our organization and we are devastated following his tragic passing. The investigation into the accident is continuing. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And Florida's attorney general accused of ignoring a judge's order. A federal judge in Miami found James Uthmeyer in contempt of court for ignoring her restraining order requiring him to stop enforcing a new immigration law. The law calls for the arrest of any illegal immigrant who enters the state. And the judge also wants Uthmeyer to file bi-weekly reports on any immigration enforcement actions that have taken place related to the new law.
A newcomer, Florida Democrat, who raised millions in a failed effort to win a special election for a congressional seat, will now try to run for the U.S. Senate. Eben Brown, down in Miami, has this report today.
Josh Wheel is a math teacher from the Orlando area who raised $15 million in a run for Congress during a special election earlier this year. He lost to Republican Randy Fine. Now, Wheel wants to take a shot at a U.S. Senate seat currently held by Republican Ashley Moody. Moody was appointed to fill that Senate role when Marco Rubio left to become Secretary of State. Moody is now required to seek election in 2026. Wheel would be a Democrat running in Florida, where a Democrat hasn't won a statewide election since 2018. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes here with some of your hardest-hitting headlines on a national scale, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in tomorrow at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Lane, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Mercedes rule and a rented leader,
bottom feeder, insincere. Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Unemployment claims moderated last week, but remain in a higher range. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
There were fewer people filing for unemployment benefits in the week ending June 13th. New claims declined by 5,000 to 245,000. It's not a significant improvement. The number matched economists' predictions, and the prior week's new claims number was revised higher to 250,000, an eight-month high attributed to tariff pressures. The number of those remaining on benefits moderated. Continuing claims declined 6,000 to 1.94 million. The weekly jobless claims numbers were moved up a day because Thursday is the Juneteenth holiday. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 624, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky, she's in with it.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed after the Fed left interest rates unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed officials expect inflation to worsen in the coming months, but they still project two interest rate cuts by the end of this year. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says that the central bank needs to gain confidence that inflation is coming down before it can start cutting rates. He says there's a lot of uncertainty given tariff policies. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Visa, Salesforce, and Boeing. The Dow falling 44 points, the Nasdaq higher by 25, S&P 500 down 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, nice afternoon. A lot of sunshine out there. 625, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Luckily, not too much going on here from what I can see. If you are dealing with any issues on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, at least locally, 88 degrees, low of 77. Going to have some slight rainfall chances hanging around tonight and bleeding into your Juneteenth, where the high will be 89 and the low will be 78.
Okay, not bad weather locally. Let's take you for a national snapshot. Not so pretty here. Multiple rounds of dangerous weather set to slam parts of the Midwest. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel in Rosemont, Illinois this afternoon, filing this report.
Tornado watches are up this afternoon for most of the state of Indiana and a good chunk of Illinois. At Chicago's O'Hare Airport, already more than 500 flights have been delayed and 75 cancellations. No doubt those numbers will go up. The main threat with these storms in this part of the Midwest, straight line wind damage through this evening. Then that threat will move east. Areas that are already under a watch right now, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect currently for Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington for wind and hail. Well, guess what? Tomorrow afternoon and evening, with the heating of the day up and down I-95, look out for the threat of more storms, followed by a hot and sunny weekend for a change. In Rosemont, Illinois, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And President Trump says he's meeting with his national security team to discuss possible next moves in the Israel-Iran conflict. Trump huddled with his advisors yesterday as well, weighing possible U.S. offensive strikes against Iran. The president again said that Iran should have made a nuclear deal with them before Israel struck.
Okay, Karen Reed, been found not guilty of second-degree murder. A lot of folks surprised over this. Her retrial took place regarding the 2022 death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. Well, here's the latest from Beantown.
They have dispersed. There are some people who have stayed behind, obviously exhilarated by the verdict of not guilty for Karen Reed. A lot of these folks have been outside of the courtroom every single day, not only for this trial, but for the first trial that ended in a mistrial. Now, you talk to these folks and they'll tell you they really felt like this was a frame job. They felt like there was corruption involved at the highest level here in Canton, Massachusetts, but it extended beyond the local area. There were people here from New Jersey, Connecticut, Texas, North Carolina, who felt like this impacted them as well.
And the Supreme Court upholding the Tennessee law that restricts gender transition care for minors. It's been criticized as a major setback for transgender rights. The 6-3 ruling from the court will likely cause wide impact, as 24 other states have similar laws to the one in Tennessee. The law bans gender transition surgery, puberty blockers, and hormone therapy, and all three liberals were in dissent.
You know, we were just watching this on the Fox video feed. China is apparently sending Iran planes and supplies. They're flying this in to Tehran amidst this whole thing breaking out.
All right.
So now this adds another equation.
Can't say I'm surprised.
You know, I can't either. President Trump is weighing whether to assist Israel in its military campaign against Iran. Maybe this might have a determining factor involved with Chinese influence getting kind of ramped up. Jackie Heinrich at the White House this afternoon with more.
Seems like the president is trying to give every opportunity for a resolution to come to pass before any decision has to be made on whether the U.S. will get involved in this. Despite these denials from the Iranian mission to the U.N., the president insists that Iran is trying to negotiate. They want to come to the White House. He said it's been hard for them to get out of the country with all the bombs dropping, but he still has not closed the door on the potential for a meeting with them or discussion with them. He also addressed a split within his base, a split over whether or not the U.S. should get involved, lest the U.S. be drawn into a war in the Middle East, something that he said on the campaign trail he would not do. But he also said, look, his position's been consistent for the last 20 years. It's very simple that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
And a break-in is being reported at the home where a Minnesota state lawmaker was killed over the weekend. Melissa Hortman and her husband were shot to death early Saturday morning. Police said that the plywood used to cover the home was ripped off and a window was broken for someone to gain entry. Authorities said they don't believe anything was missing from the house and they're still looking for a suspect.
I always like to set this up here. The good news first, and then I'll give you the other news that you might want to consider formulating. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming tropical activity remains quiet in the Atlantic Basin this afternoon. No tropical cyclone activity expected, actually, in the next 7 days. However, there is a different story to be told in the Pacific. Fifth named storm of the Pacific hurricane season is on track to approach southern Mexico by tonight. Chris Foster has the story.
Hurricane Eric would be the first named storm this year to make landfall on either coast. It's forecast to bring heavy rain, wind, and storm surge to Mexico's southern coast with mudslides possible, especially with their steep terrain. Eric's expected to intensify and come close to or reach major hurricane status, at least a Category 3, by the time it approaches land. Acapulco's in the path. There are hurricane warnings from there in Guerrero State down the coast to Oaxaca. Up to 20 inches of rain are in the forecast. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, hockey will be dominating our sports segment coming up here in just a minute. We'll talk about the Panthers and we'll talk about the Ice Flyers. Sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Iran launching a new round of rocket fire towards Israel as the U.S. arranges evacuations of Americans. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Tel Aviv.
The U.S. Embassy announced that they are preparing both ships and planes to evacuate American civilians who wish to leave. There was some reporting today indicating that embassy staff actually already got out of the country.
Cameron Reed has been found not guilty of murdering her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe. Prosecutors had accused Reed of striking him with her car and leaving him for dead. The defense argued police framed Reed. Reed made this statement to hundreds of supporters gathered outside the courthouse in Dedham, Massachusetts.
I could not be standing here without these amazing supporters who have supported me and my team financially and, more importantly, emotionally.
Reed's first trial ended in a mistrial. America's listening to Fox News.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You will need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty. She'll discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Old Escambia County School Board voted 5-0 Tuesday night to remove 18 books that contain graphic descriptions and depictions of sexual conduct. The books will be removed from all school district media centers, classroom libraries, and recommended reading lists. The school district has about 235 unresolved book challenges.
Okay, this is your second story this afternoon. 16 previously deported undocumented immigrants, including 9 right here in Northwest Florida, have been indicted by a federal grand jury for illegal reentry into the United States. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, which is a nationwide initiative designed to stop illegal immigration. The penalty is a max of 2 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
In your third and final top story this afternoon, downtown road closures are in effect tomorrow for the annual MLK Day Parade. The parade rolls at 10 a.m. The float staging area and the parade route will close at 7:30 a.m. Heavy parade and float traffic is expected between Wright and Main Streets, impacting Garden, Palafox, and Spring Streets. Street closures also extend out to Tarragona and DeVillers Streets. Vehicles will be towed if found on the parade route or in the additional no parking zones. Once again, that is after 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Mayor Reeves says he doesn't believe Pensacola Energy will lose customers despite possibly being forced to raise rates. After a $16 million settlement over franchise fees, Mayor D.C. Reeves.
We'll see what happens moving forward in terms of, I know we'll talk about, you know, rates and what that means. When you have that type of settlement going out. But what I can tell you now, I'll have probably a little more candid opinion when this is all said and done.
Gotcha.
But what I can say now is I'm glad to have it behind us and we can move forward.
Okay, Reeve says the city isn't alone in being forced to raise rates, as FP&L is also considering rate increases at the moment.
And two Texas men are charged in a big cocaine bust in Escambia County, Alabama. Officials say 37-year-old Dominic Bali and 36-year-old James Godby charged with cocaine trafficking, both held in the Escambia, Alabama jail on $1 million bonds each. Deputies say the two were arrested after a traffic stop on I-65.
Okay, you know, this interesting thing happened over at Pensacola International yesterday afternoon. Two Navy pilots are recovering after an emergency landing over at PNS on Tuesday.
Obviously, a striking incident to hear about, but as positive an outcome as you could have. Yeah, no landing gear as the Texan came in.
Okay, Mayor Reeves said the pilots were taken to the hospital for evaluation following that incident.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Cats win the cup again.
Markov puts it across. Empty net scores. Hat-trick goal for Sam Reinhart. His first ever in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Sam Reinhart with the goal to call on Sportsnet. Reinhart added another empty netter. His fourth goal of the game. Game 6, the Stanley Cup final. The Panthers, they knock off the Edmonton Oilers 5-1. It's the second straight year Florida beat Edmonton. The last team to win back-to-back cups, also from Florida. The Tampa Bay Lightning did it in 2020 and 2021. Florida's Sam Bennett, who led the NHL in playoff goals, he captures the Conn Smythe Trophy, handed out to the playoff MVP. Major League Baseball, right now, the New York Yankees, they can't buy a run. They haven't scored in 29 innings. For the second straight night in the Bronx, the Angels shut out the Yankees, this time 4-0. But Yankee manager Aaron Boone, he's not worried about his team's ice-cold bats.
That is what we are. We are one of the best offenses in the league and had a tough few days.
The Bronx Bombers have lost 5 in a row overall. By the way, they've never been shut out in 4 straight games in their storied history. Both of New York's baseball teams, well, they stink right now. The Mets have lost 4 in a row. They blew a 4-1 lead in Atlanta in the 8th inning. The Braves go on to win in 10, 5-4. Andy Pages with 2 home runs as the Dodgers beat the rival Padres 8-6. Javi Baez dialing long distance twice, a pair of home runs. Tigers recorded their league-high 47th win, 7-3 over the Pirates. Blue Jays with a walk-off win over the Diamondbacks. Other winners, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Guardians, the Orioles, the Royals, the Mariners, the Astros, the Marlins, the Rockies, and the Cubs. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And training camp dates for all 32 NFL teams are being announced. The league confirmed reporting dates and locations for each franchise yesterday, with most camps beginning in mid-July. The Baltimore Ravens will open training camp before any other franchise, with rookies checking in on July 13th. And then, of course, we've got to end the month on July 31st in Canton, Ohio, the 2025 preseason getting underway with the annual Pro Football Hall of Fame game. This year's game features the Detroit Lions and the LA Chargers.
Okay, I mentioned this to you a few minutes ago. I wanted to just get you up to speed here on the Wahoos. They're back playing 500 ball and are now 32-32 in the 25 season. Pensacola lost to Montgomery on Tuesday 4-3. The Wahoos are home tonight. As a matter of fact, they threw the first pitch out 6:05. They're playing the Montgomery Biscuit. It is game 2 of a 6-game series. And also, let's not forget about the Ice Flyers. Maybe thinking about buying those season tickets about now.
Maybe.
Well, here it is, 29 home games at the Bay Center during the 25-26 season. The season will kick off with an opening night on Saturday, October 18th.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a federal judge is ruling against the Trump administration cuts to National Institutes of Health grants. Reagan-appointed Judge William Young declared the cuts illegal and void and ordered many of the grants to be restored. He said the cuts represent racial discrimination and discrimination against America's LGBT community, and he added that he would be blind not to call it out and that it is his duty to do so. Lastly, he said he's never seen government racial discrimination like that.
All right, 640, 20 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. If you don't mind racking 4198 for me.
Sure,
4198.
Sure.
I just want to pull this new story coming in here. It's not quite a vaccine to prevent HIV, but it is being called the next best thing. Jill Nato reports FDA regulators have approved a new drug to fight the virus.
Lenacapavir by drug maker Gilead Sciences is the world's only twice-a-year shot to prevent HIV. Researchers say the drug nearly eliminated new infections in 2 large studies of people at high risk, and it was found to be more effective than daily preventative pills that they can forget to take. No word yet on how much the drug is going to cost, but demand is expected as there are more than 30,000 new HIV infections in the U.S. each year. The drug is already sold to treat HIV under the brand name Sunlenca. The prevention dose will be sold under a different name, Yeztugo. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And speaking of medical terms that are hard to pronounce, the Iowa Department of Agriculture has confirmed the state's first case of the cattle disease that is known as Theileria orientalis Ikeda. It sounds like I'm casting a spell. The disease can cause anemia and death in beef cattle and was found in a herd in Van Buren County. According to Iowa State University Extension, it is spread by the invasive Asian longhorned tick. Officials say there is no known risk to public health.
More foods will be produced without synthetic dyes. Jenny Casola has the story.
Another major food producer is eliminating artificial colors from its products. General Mills, maker of Cheerios, Betty Crocker, Bisquick, Pillsbury, and other brands, says 85% of its products already don't include the colors. Synthetic dyes will be removed from the rest of its foods by the end of 2027. And all foods served in U.S. K through 12 schools will be free of artificial colors by next summer. However, nearly all of those products are already made without the dye. Kraft Heinz is also eliminating artificial colors from its foods, though 90% of its products already don't include them. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And COVID-19 cases increasing in some parts of California due to a new highly contagious variant called Nimbus. The variant is linked to severe throat pain, often described as razor blade throat. And while that term is new, the extreme sore throats have been reported before. The Nimbus variant has been rising since May in California and now accounts for about 55% of current cases in the state. That's up from just 2% back in April.
So you want to sleep better, do you?
Sure.
Maybe Lisa Brady can help you out here.
This is House Call for Health. Researchers from Columbia University and the University of Chicago found eating more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains is beneficial for better sleep. The study measured sleep fragmentation, or how often someone wakes up or shifts into lighter sleep. Results show those who ate more produce and healthy carbohydrates had better quality sleep at night. Researchers say eating 5 cups of fruits and vegetables a day could improve sleep quality by 16% compared to eating none. You can find more on the study at UChicagoMedicine.org, or for more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And all staff members who were laid off from the 9/11 healthcare program have been rehired. John Feel is a lead advocate for 9/11 victims and says everyone was brought back, but there's a fight to get legislation passed for more money. He and others with 9/11 illnesses are in Washington this week for meetings where they will push for more money because Feel says that medical costs have risen and more people have enrolled over the years.
Let's just call this a big scare, shall we? Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is alert and recovering after being rushed to a Washington, D.C. hospital on Tuesday. Here's Jeff Manasso.
It was an allergic reaction that led to the hospitalization Tuesday of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, out of an abundance of caution. That from a DHS spokesperson who tells Fox News that Noem is alert and on the mend, following precautionary medical attention at George Washington University Hospital, where the 53-year-old is accompanied by her security detail. Right now, no word on what Noem reacted to. She's been among the more high-profile members of President Trump's cabinet as she helps lead the administration's mass deportation efforts. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together, and looks pretty nice out there.
Yeah, it's not doing too bad. As for the roads, we'll get them under or out of the way first, rather. It looks like roads are pretty clear right now. If you're dealing with any problems, I don't think they're going to hold you up for very long. As for your weather locally, we're sitting at around 88 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Got some rainfall chances bleeding into and increasing on Thursday. High of 89, low of 78 for your Juneteenth.
Okay, more severe weather expected for parts of the Midwest and out east. Fox's meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Another round of strong to severe thunderstorms today with a focus on the Midwest and lower Great Lakes. Tomorrow, the risk shifts towards the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Be prepared for large hail, damaging winds, hail, and even tornadoes will be possible. Fire weather concerns continue for the West, the Rockies, and Central High Plains, where dry, breezy conditions along with high heat will make for a potentially dangerous setup for fires. The heat also going to be a story across the East as we head into the weekend and early next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, this is, a unique type of event happening. Flights to a major resort are canceled. It's not this. Why they're being canceled is this. A nearby volcano is erupting. Here's Jonathan Savage.
Mount Lewatobi Laki Laki is one of Indonesia's most active volcanoes. It's spewing ash more than 7 miles into the sky. It means dozens of flights to the popular resort island of Bali have been delayed or even cancelled. Air India, Air New Zealand, Singapore Airlines, and Virgin Australia among the airlines affected. There are no reports yet of any injuries, but people near the volcano are being advised to wear masks to protect themselves from inhaling volcanic ash. There are also warnings of dangerous mudslides if heavy rain arrives. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages decreased to 6.84% from 6.93% last week. Mortgage demand from home buyers fell 3%, and demand to refinance a home loan was off by 2%. Ram Trucks plans to introduce an industry-leading warranty across its 2026 vehicle lineup as part of its 18-month turnaround plan. The Stellantis-owned vehicle company says the warranty covers the engine, transmission, and more for 10 years or 100,000 miles, replacing Ram's current 5-year or 60,000-mile warranty. Stocks were mixed today as traders monitored the latest developments in the Middle East, partnering with Fed opting to hold rates steady. The Dow was off 44, the S&P 500 dropped 1, and the NASDAQ gained 25. Crude oil futures under 75 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Federal prosecutors taking legal steps here to seize cryptocurrency funds that were fraudulently obtained. Fox's Grinnell Scott all over this story for you.
Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, announced the filing to take custody of more than $225 million in cryptocurrency. It's alleged the funds came through a money laundering network that hid its sources among thousands of transactions. Pirro says the criminals used various ways to scam people.
They're identifying their victims through social media, through deceitful job advertisements, as well as fraudulent investment opportunities.
The U.S. Secret Service said this is the largest cryptocurrency seizure in the agency's history. The investigation identified more than 400 people as victims of this scheme. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And President Trump's big budget bill could add $3.3 trillion to the national debt over just the next decade. That's according to the latest numbers out Tuesday from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which looked at interest costs and potential impacts on the economy. The Senate has been making changes to the bill, which would have to be sent back to the House, where Republicans have given themselves a July 4th deadline to send the bill to Trump's desk.
Well, it appears tourists aren't very welcome over in Europe. Protests breaking out in multiple European countries over a surge in tourism. Ashley Webster, he's got more on the story.
It is the biggest coordinated anti-tourism protest in Spain, Portugal, and Italy in the region's history. The angry locals say their cities, culture, and way of life is being ruined. The latest demonstrations span Barcelona, Mallorca, Ibiza, Malaga, San Sebastian, Lisbon, Granada, Genoa, Naples, Palermo, Milan, and Venice. A lot. One protester in Lisbon says mass tourism is making life miserable.
And Hillsborough County Commissioners officially repealing the HOPE Affordable Housing Act. Today's 5-2 decision follows an identical vote last month and ends the county's $10 million annual commitment to affordable housing projects and support services. Supporters of the repeal say that the funds are better spent on public safety, while critics argue the county is abandoning local aid for families in need.
Well, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order this week, extending China's timeline to sell TikTok to an American company. Tom Rigotti has the story.
The president telling reporters aboard Air Force One Tuesday that he'd probably extend the deadline again. Trump says he believes Chinese President Xi Jinping will ultimately approve a deal to divest TikTok's business to the U.S. He signed an order in April to keep TikTok going for 75 days after a potential deal to sell the app to American owners fell through. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt released a statement saying this next extension will last 90 days, which will help ensure that a deal is closed. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims dropped last week, landing on a number that was basically in line with what most analysts had been expecting. The Labor Department says it received 245,000 initial requests for benefits in the week ending June 14th. That's down some 5,000 from the week prior. Today's report was released a day earlier than normal due to Juneteenth falling on tomorrow.
At first, it was a match made in technology heaven. Yeah, it seems to have soured. Madison Allworth explains how the relationship between OpenAI and Microsoft may be falling apart.
OpenAI and Microsoft have been working together for years, but now OpenAI could be looking to create space for Microsoft in order to pursue a conversion into a for-profit company. Microsoft was one of the first investors in the company, having invested $13 billion through the years. According to the Wall Street Journal, negotiations between the companies have gotten so bad that OpenAI has even considered going to the FTC with antitrust complaints over their behavior in the partnership. But Microsoft shared a joint statement to Fox Business, saying they are confident in the partnership continuing into the future.
In New York, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
6:52 on the dot here as we take our last break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into this Wednesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the decision by Escambia County to sunset the Human Relations Commission, why there was drama over this conversation, and whether it might work out better in the end for people who have claims about discrimination in housing or employment. A pretty contentious topic. Actually read an opinion piece on the air and talked about it from somebody who has a degree in critical race theory, defending critical race theory and his degree. And Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves was here. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Down. 6:55. Go ahead, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. All right. So looking at the roads, it's been very smooth sailing this hour. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. If you are dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for very long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 88 degrees right now. We've been sitting there for a while. Tonight's low is going to be 77. Got some rainfall chances that are dwindling, but they'll ramp back up for your Juneteenth Thursday. However, hopefully shouldn't result in much rainfall. Your high is going to be 89 with a low of 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a large group of Girl Scouts was rescued from sudden flash floods in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Carmen Roberts following that story for us.
A Girl Scout day of fun turned dangerous when more than 2 inches of rain fell in just a few hours in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. The surprise onslaught of rain triggered flash flooding and stranded more than 100 Girl Scouts and volunteers in a cabin. But rescue crews arrived quickly and guided the girls through receding floodwaters using ropes, life jackets, and helmets. Allegheny police say everyone made it out safely with no injuries, and maybe that will earn the Scouts badges for bravery. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial in NYC being adjourned until Friday due to a sick juror. The judge said the trial cannot go on today because one of the 12 jurors has vertigo. This after another juror was dismissed earlier this week over issues related to his residency. Court will be dark Thursday for the Juneteenth holiday, of course, but the trial will resume Friday when former Diddy personal assistant Brendan Paul is expected to take the stand.
Okay, throughout the afternoon, we've been telling you about the stories concerning artificial food dyes and the elimination of that product.
Right.
Well, Kraft Heinz says it will be removing all artificial food dyes from products sold in the U.S. They'll start this in 2027, and it will stop making new products with these dyes effective immediately. The company confirmed nearly 90% of the U.S. products are already free of synthetic dyes. Many of those products still contain artificial dyes are in the KM beverage and dessert category, such as Crystal Light, Kool-Aid, and Jell-O.
All right, and I'd hate to be a Dallas official right now because they're getting an earful after allowing a music video shoot yesterday afternoon on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. Social media posts showed Shaboozy making a video with Dallas rapper Big X the Plug. The eastbound lanes of the bridge were shut down during the shoot while westbound traffic backed up as drivers slowed down to see what was happening. Some fans said that they were excited to see the country artist slash rapper on the bridge, while others criticized its use during rush hour. The PD said the city's Office of Special Events approved the use of the bridge for the shoot.
Somebody's going to be in trouble for that one. Fans and friends react to the death of Food Network star Ann Burrell. This was a lot of folks responding to this. Here's Michelle Polino.
Food Network stars, fans, and friends are remembering Ann Burrell, who died at the age of 55. The Food Network star, known for her spiky blonde hair and bigger-than-life personality, was remembered as a force in the kitchen. Chef Robert Irvine wrote on X that she was a radiant spirit who lit up every room she entered, while Jenny Farley, better known as J-Wow to Jersey Shore fans, shared a personal tribute. The two became friends after Farley competed on the series Worst Cooks in America and even attended Burrell's wedding anniversary party, wrote, "I wish I had words, but I just can't find them. You were amazing in every way, and I'm so proud to call you friend." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the first trailer being released for the Bruce Springsteen film, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. The film stars Jeremy Allen White as the musical icon, and it's based on the book that details Springsteen's time making the 1982 album Nebraska. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere will release in theaters on October 24th.
All right, Tyler Perry is accused of sexual assault in a new lawsuit out here today. Michelle Polino returns and has the details.
Tyler Perry is facing a $260 million lawsuit from actor Derek Dixon, who accuses the media mogul of sexual harassment and assault. Dixon, who appeared on Ruthless and The Oval, claims Perry made repeated unwanted advances, including in 2021, where Perry allegedly pinned him to a wall, groped him, and climbed into bed with him during a visit to Perry's home. The lawsuit filed Friday in Los Angeles alleges a pattern of Perry using his power to exploit male actors. Texts included in the suit show sexually suggestive messages claiming to be sent by Perry. Perry's lawyer said, "We are confident these claims of fabricated harassment will fail," and said Perry will not be shaken down. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Don't forget about the downtown road closures in effect tomorrow morning for the annual MLK Day Parade. Parade rolls at 7. They start shutting the streets down at 7:30. See you tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.